A moment with the Salvos, finding freedom.
What do we do when the floodwaters are at our doorstep? Author and counsellor Cherie Hill has some insights.
Chris, when the floodwaters are rising in our lives, the first thing we need to do is refuse to panic, because fear can get the best of us and keep us from thinking clearly. We need to remember that God has promised in Isaiah 43:2 that when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. And when you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. The key here is understanding that we will go through deep waters. What we need to look at is if there is something we're doing that is causing the waters to rise. Possibly we've sinned and are facing the consequences of that sin. If so, we need to make sure we're eliminating that sin from our lives. Or perhaps we've moved ahead of God and found ourselves in deeper water than we could have possibly foreseen. And if so, we need to seek God's word and get our will in line with His. Or maybe we're suffering from the actions of others and we need to evaluate our relationships. No matter what the situation, God has promised to be with us, and we need to draw near to Him so that we can find peace in the midst of chaos. And we need to seek out His word and the help of godly counsel so that we'll find that lifeboat to keep us afloat until the storm ceases. If you are going through the floodwaters of life right now, visit scripturenow.com, where you can find the promises of God to give you hope and strength as you trust God through the storms of life.
For help finding freedom, call 13 Salvos or go to salvoscounseling.salvos.org.au.